Ron?
Yes.
Okay. Tez Zayin on the base. Tez Zayin on the base. Today's daf is daf Yud Zayin. We are on Tez Zayin on the base by the two dots. Yesterday we brought up the machlokas of the Mishnah, which Rashi and Tosas both noted that was the first machlokas in history. The machlokas about smicha, whether we do smicha on an animal on yantif. That was a machlokas that carried through the generations. And we are up to the two dots. Yotza Menachem and Nechna Shammai, Vechulu. So Gemara said that there was a machlokas, and then Hillel and Menachem didn't argue. When Menachem left, Shammai came in, and then Shammai and Hillel argued. So what does that mean that he left? Where did he go? Says the Gemara, Lehechan Yotza. So where did he go? So machlokas. Abaya Omar Yotza Letarbuz Ra'a. He went out to Tarbuz Ra'a, some type of negative Tarbuz, his lifestyle, a negative lifestyle. He left. Rava Amar Yatza La'avodas HaMelech. No, he went out to serve the government. He went out to service of the king. The Ben Yoyada asks, why would Abaya darshan something so negative about one of the great Tanoim? You know, Tarbuz Ra'a, so where does he get that from? So how could he say such a thing? So he quotes that he feels that this really is not a machlokas. He quotes that really Tarbuz Ra'a, where he goes the question, Adavar Yipala, Eich Yifarish Abaya Al Menachem Shaya Chasid Ubal Ruach HaKodesh. So he quotes B'siyata D'Shmaya, as he quotes every answer that he ever has to a question. He always says V'nirali B'siyata D'Shmaya. The Gam Abaya Kavanoso Lomar Shiyotzal Avodas HaMelech. Who heard this? Abaya also really means that he went out Avodas HaMelech. Really, there's no machlokas here. Really, they both mean Avodas HaMelech. But V'kari lo Herdus Tarbis Ra. But Abaya calls going to work for Herdus Tarbis Ra. Since in the early days of Herdus, he was terrible. He killed many of the rabbis. He was marred by Adonav, and that's why he calls him Tarbis. For later on, he helped the Jews. But at the beginning, for many many years, he killed a lot of the rabbis. For Rav Abba leferushi milsa da Abaya. So really, they're both saying the same thing. Abaya is saying a conceptual description of where he went, and then Rav is saying lamaisa where he went. Yaslav was a melech, but really Rav is just explaining what Abaya meant. Tani na mihachi. Also, we have a brisa. Yatsa menachem avodas hamelech. We have a brisa supporting Rava, which is interesting. Maybe this is a riot to the Ben Yehoyada that there's this tani na mihachi. He doesn't say to one of the shitos. Tani na mihachi to the previous discussion, which according to him there's no machlokas. Yatsa menachem avodas hamelech. Yatsu imo shmonim zugos talmidim levushin siriko. And 80 pairs of talmidim also went out with him wearing the garb of the government, Sirikon, and therefore that proves that Yatza means Lavodas HaMelech. We've discussed in the pit, yeah? Is he quoted in Shas?
Only time.
Who, Menachem?
Only time
in Shas he's quoted. So I don't know, the Ben Yehoyada, thanks for walking in, Ben Yehoyada says that he was a Baal Ruach HaKodesh. I guess he knew a lot about him, even though he wasn't quoted elsewhere. Remember, we've discussed in the past the Isra of Vuchukoseim Lo Selechu, how there are even certain heterim that the poskim have. Some Gemaras talk about how sometimes the Rabbanim were allowed to wear clothing of the government to fit into the government, even though it smacks of Vuchukoseim Lo Selechu. Here it doesn't mention that. Here it just says that they wore a sirikon, which was the guard. It doesn't mention that there were any Isurim involved. Period. Amar Shirin Bar Abba Amar Yochanan La'olam Al Tehei Shvus Kala Be'inecha Shvusim Isurim Durabanan should not be taken lightly in your eyes. Sha'arei Smicha Eino Ela Bishim Shvus V'nechel Chuba G'dolei Hadar. After all, the first machlokas in history was about a Shvus, was about an Isser Durabanan. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Pirkei Avos a general point about all Isurim Durabanan on Asus Yag LaTorah. He says the makar is ushvarti mis mishvarti gemara nivamis also mishmeres to mishparti. Hashem says to make a mishmeres for my Torah, and the Rabbeinu Yonah writes vahasiyag hu davar gadol umishubach laasos gedol mitzvos. Making a siyag is something beautiful for mitzvos. Labal yuchal hi kashol b'amaz yareis tavar Hashem, so that the one who fears God is not nichshal, does not stumble. B'lachein, therefore, I'm a kain divrei chachamenu. Those who are fulfill the words of the rabbis, shem siyagim mi mitzvah shel Torah. Those who follow the siyagim, the fences, chibev hayira yoser mi misha osa mitzvah atzma. It's a greater, deeper reflection of commitment to this religion, because if you do it, what a Kaddish Baruch Hu says, okay. But if you do it with the Rabbanan added on, so that really shows that you care very much about protecting what God told us, and therefore it is a deep reflection of commitment. Asus Yagla Torah. So that's in general about Mitzvos Drabanan. This line might mean that, generally Surim Drabanan, but Shvus doesn't always mean just generally Surim Drabanan. Sometimes it has a specific connotation for Isurim of Shabbos, or Isurim of Shabbos and Yontif. We had Rishonim in Maseches Beitzah, they're quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan in Reish Mem Gimel Gimel, who quote the Yesh Kabbalah B'yadeinu, he quotes this from the Ramban, Sheshvusei Shabbos Einam Kishari Surim Drabanan. Shvusim of Shabbos, or maybe Yontif as well, which we're talking about here, are not like general Isurei Darabanan. Elahem ki Isurei Torah. They're just like, they're similar to Isurei Daraisa. V'raila zeh, he quotes, because if not, they am lo kein. Because if you don't say that, Elanomar debenat Torah eino aser elamalacha mamish, if you say that midaraisa you could do, you know, they're not recognized. They're about an added on certain additions. But if you say that the Torah does not even have in mind any of these Surah Rabbanan, would that be a day of rest? If you violate all these Surah Rabbanan, obviously that wouldn't be a kiyum. You'd be able to do regular business as usual if you didn't have any of these Surah Rabbanan. So it must be that the Torah recognizes what we would call a kiyum to Araisa. Even though the obligation level of these Rabbanan, the chiyuv of these laws are midrabanan, but the Torah obviously recognizes them. The shvusim of Shabbos and maybe the shvusim of Yontif are more part of the mahus of the din than others. Rabbi Ribriat writes in his sefer, gives a mashal for yisurim drabanan of Shabbos. Imagine you're sitting in traffic and you're very annoyed and you're late for your meeting, and all of a sudden you finally get closer and closer, you finally see flashing lights in front of you. So you're like, finally, okay, the lights, I'm almost there. And as you get closer and closer, you see that there's a police car that's blocking one of the lanes. You start to be getting upset. I can't believe this. Okay, they always have to block off lanes. What's going on here? And as you're passing, you see that there's a tremendous pothole behind the police car. And if the car wouldn't be there, then all the cars would break, because they'd go into this big bottle, they'd fall in, and that's it, forget it. So we think all along that that police car is preventing me from going. It's worsening my situation. But really, it's my protection. Really, it's for my good. I just didn't realize it. He says, all these Surim Drabanan are those police lines in front of the potholes. It's just the protection. It looks like it's stopping us. It looks like it's slowing us down. But really, it's protecting us from falling into the potholes, protecting us from falling into a much deeper, difficult situation, which is Chas V'Shalom violating the Isur D'Araisa. So that's the Ribiat's mashal of the police line, or the police car, protecting and blocking the deep pothole. Okay. Says the Gemara, don't take shvusim lightly, because the first machlokas in history was about a shvus. Ask the Gemara Pshita, okay, it's obvious. Again, the Rabbanan say it, so it means that we should follow it. So shvus mitzvah tzrichalai. No, the chiddush is that even a shvus where you're doing a mitzvah in the process, you also are not allowed. Smicha is a mitzvah. Smicha at least is part of a mitzvah when we lean on the animal. And yet, I'm still not allowed to do that according to some Tanoim on Yatif. That's the Chiddush. So the Gemara says, Anami Pshita. Maybe that, isn't that also obvious? Once it's Aser, it's also Midrabanan. The Rabbanan Aser across the board. So the Gemara says, no, what's the Chiddush of that line to emphasize the Shvus Neishur La Fuke, Miman to Amar, Besmicha Gufa Pligi? It's just to tell me against the Shita, Rashi quotes other Gemaras, that there are some that say that there is no Smicha on a Shalmei Chova. On a Shalmei Chova, there is no Smicha, just on Shlamim of Nedava. So there are some that say, you know why there's no shlamim here? There's no smicha on this? Because there is no smicha on this kind of animal. That's what this line is going against. Kamash malam b'shvusu depligi. You know, the machlokas here isn't about smicha per se, do you have it? No, everybody agrees in this machlokas, in all the shittas in our Mishnah, that you should have smicha. The only machlokas is whether you do smicha on yantif at all. Okay, what is, again, as we mentioned yesterday, it's going to come up again, but just to mention it now, what is the reason why one is not allowed to do smicha on Yantif? So the Gemara is going to say in a minute, or allude to it, and most Rishonim say, it's an Isser of Hishtamshus Bebehema. Chazal were gozer, that you're not allowed to use animals on Shabbos. Just like it's as an extension of, if you're riding on a horse, you might grab a branch and use it to help the horse go straight. So as an extension of that, Chazal were gozer on all Hishtamshus of animals. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out that there's an extra line in our Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos. not just that you might come to use the animal, but the Rambam writes, "Lefishu mishtamish bebalei chayim umiyageya atzmo gamkein besmicha." You have to sweat. You have to be toreach. You know, imagine holding the animal still, putting your hands on the animal with full force, being misvada on the animal, or saying divrei shevach on the animal when you talk about a shlamim. So it's tough work to hold down the animal. So it's not such a stopshes bebehema. For the Rambam, it sounds like there's another reason as well. It's tircha yisera, because miyageya atzmo aide tircha. So he adds in that line here. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel just points out that the Rambam seems to have a second reason why smicha would be us. What do you see from our whole discussion? That there's a potential that according to many Tanoim, smicha is asur. It must be then that smicha requires for you to lead on the animal with all your strength. Because if you say you don't have to lean on the animal with all your strength, so my kavod, so then what are you doing if you just like touch it a little bit? Lismoch. So then that wouldn't be called ishtamshus bebehema if you just lean on it a little bit. So it must be that what's required is full leaning, which would constitute ishtamshus bebehema, and that's why many say that it is usur. Again, it sounds like from here that the issue is ishtamshus, as Rabbi Yosef Engel says, it sounds like the first idea of the Rambam is the ikar. Meisve, is this really true that smicha must be b'chol kocho? We had a Gemara already in Rosh Hashanah. Dabar Obanei Yisrael, v'samach. Pasuk says before introducing the karbanos, Dabar Obanei Yisrael, speak to Bnei Yisrael, v'samach, and they should do smicha. Bnei Yisrael, somchin, ve'imenos Yisrael, somchos. So we darshan, Bnei Yisrael, the males of Israel should do smicha, not the females. Achrodim discuss, well, we don't darshan every Bnei Yisrael in the Torah. Bnei Yisrael, lo benos Yisrael. It says Bnei Yisrael 500 times. So again, here we have a Mesorah. Chazal had a Mesorah to darshan it.
Is there a reason, like, Hezber, why shouldn't do smicha?
Is there a Hezber? Unclear exactly why Dafka smicha is the one. We're going to get to the Zman Grumman nature of it, so that's connected. But why Dafka here, we darshan it, is not 100% clear. Bnei Yisrael sobchos, Bnei Yisrael sobchos. The Tanna Kamma says, women don't do smicha. Women don't do smicha. Rabbi Yossi, v'Rebbe, unclear of the Gerson, Rabbi Yisrael Omrim, Bados Yisrael Somchos, or Rabbi Shimon, Bados Yisrael Somchos, Rishus, they're allowed to. It's their option. Achlokas, whether they're allowed to or not. Before we continue the question, a couple of points on this line. We discussed that length in Rosh Hashanah. We're not going to talk about that again. You can look back on Rosh Hashanah, Lam, and Gimel. This issue about women making brachos on Zman Gromas, that they do. Are they allowed to do a Zman Groma? Fine. Are they allowed to make a bracha? That's a machlokas between Tosas and the Rambam, machlokas between the Chaber and the Ramah. So that is, look back at the Bakoras on Daf Lam and Gimel in Rosh Hashanah, where we discussed this at length. We're going to discuss a question that Tosfos asks in Kiddushin. Tosfos asks, what's the reason for the drasha of excluding women, or saying it's only a rishus? So the reason is, it's based on a pasuk, right? B'nei Yisrael v'lobados Yisrael. He asked Tosfos in Kiddushin of Daf Lamed Vav, why do you need a pasuk to exclude smicha from women? Why don't you just say it's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama? We paskin that smicha is always done right before shchita. Shchita is only done by yom. Shchita is one of the avodos that shchita is only done by yom. So smicha is only done by yom. So it's a mitzvah aseh shezman grama. Mitzvah aseh shezman grama. Nashim should be pturos. What do you need a special pasuk for to tell me nashim are pturos? You should say they're pater because of mitzvah aseh shezman grama. That's Tosa's question. And Tosa's answer is, he says, no, because you might have thought it's connection to shchita. Just like women can do shchita, maybe they can do smicha as well. So Tosa's gives that type of answer. But there's a big discussion on Tosfos. Is this really a zman grama? Why does Tosa say it's a zman grama? Because it's always right before shchita, and shchita is vayom. So says the Emek Bracha, is that a zman grama? What? It's the whole day, but the whole day is zman grama if it's not a night. Right, Kriya Shema is Zman Grama. Why? Because the Kriya Shema by Yom is only by Yom, and Kriya Shema by Laila is only by Laila. So Kriya Shema is Zman Grama.
The day is not the
Bechayev.
It's just
So ask the Emek Bracha. The day here really isn't the Bechayev. Just the Mitzvah of doing the Mitzvah only exists by Yom. But it's not that the day is Goreim. The day is Goreim the Mitzvah. Right, we had an example, the Ma'adar Vadom, Sfirasa Omer. Right, the big discussion of the Ramban. The Ramban writes, some say it's a mistake, it's a Tos Sofer. The Ramban says in Kiddushin that Sfirasa Omer is not the Zman Grama. And therefore women are Chayavos.
So the biggest sum, so some say it's a mistake. It said Samachei Ayin. Samachei should be Sfiras HaZava, not Sfiras HaOmer, because there's no greater mitzvah that's Sivan Grama than Sfiras HaOmer. So some explain that, no, the point is, this is how Rav Chaim Fischer Perlau explains, and that is, no, what's Sivan Grama? Sivan Grama means when there's a mitzius the whole year, and there's only a mitzvah to fulfill at certain times of year. For example, a lulav. A lulav exists the whole year. I can take a lulav today. There's no mitzvah for me to shake it. The lulav exists the whole year. There's a mitzvah to shake it on these 7 days. That's a zman grama. But if there's a matzah could exist today. But matzah is only a mitzvah at a certain time of year. But Sfiras HaOmer, what's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to count from Pesach to Shavuos. So if I'm not in between Pesach and Shavuos, it's not that there's something here and there's no mitzvah to do it. The mitzvah doesn't exist. That's not this man is... If there's only a mitzvah for a certain amount of time during the year, so then that's not called this man grama. Or, for example, he also says Kiddush Levana. Do women do Kiddush Levana? So some say, quote, Shloha Kadosh, that they shouldn't do it, something connected to Chava. But others say, why isn't it this man grama? So again, the answer is, what's Kiddush Levana? Give a bracha to Hashem for the moon when the moon's getting bigger. So that's not a zman grama, just the moon's only getting bigger for 2 weeks out of the month. So that's not a zman grama. So to hear, ask the Emek bracha Tosfos. The mitzius of having shchit is only by yom. That's not dafka connected to the day. That's why it's unclear. Tosfos, that's another question. You can answer Tosfos' question that this isn't a true zman grama. The nusach that we say when?
By
Kiddush Levana. We don't say right. We say a Berachah Shevach. So that might be a reflection of that it's not a mitzvah. There are other answers given to Tosfos' question. The Emek Bracha says, you know why? He says maybe it's not a zman grama. Then he says, even if you want to say it's a zman grama, I'll give you another answer. Because what's smicha? Is smicha, this is a big discussion in Kachim. Is smicha just a mitzvah sagavra that a person has to do smicha on the animal, that I have a chiyuv to do smicha, or is it a din in the carbon that the carbon requires to be slamuch? The carbon requires smicha to be, and you might be machalik between different carbonas. Maybe chathas and asham are different than shlamim. But he suggests, if it's a din in the carbon, which he likes that sad, so then maybe even if women are pturos, they should have to do it. Because it's a din in the carbon. This is part of the avodos. So maybe that's why you would need a separate amakar. One final answer, and then we'll move on. Again, because it's an important answer. The Ritva there in Kiddush Lamedvav says maybe the Ptur of Zman Grama only applies to mitzvos chiyuvios, but not mitzvos shel rishus. We know that if you didn't do smicha, the carbon's still kosher. If you didn't do one of the other dalal avodos, shchita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, so then the carbon's pasul. You can't lose out on one of the other avodas. But smicha, if you don't do, you know, you can still live. So he suggests that maybe the chiyamrina mitzvah zeh zman grama, nashu b'turos, but mitzvah shebechova lagamre. Aval hanu einan bechova lagamre, elishman lahakshir karbanu, im yirtse, shiyala lo l'ratzon. So therefore, the karma is still going to be kosher without smicha. So he says, maybe that's, they have to analyze if that works with all the sugyas, but that's his suggestion, that this tour of zman grama is only by mitzvos chiyuvios, and not by mitzvos that are divrei rishus. Okay, so let's get back to our discussion here. So the Gemara said that you have to do smicha with all your strength. So the Gemara is about to ask a question on that. So he quoted Machlokes, whether women do smicha or not. So we continue. Amar Rabbi Yosi, Sachli Abba Elazar. Abba Elazar told me, Rashi quotes, Abba Elazar, Kach Shemo. The discussion in the Magalias HaShas here. Double names of the Tanoim. Most of the time he quotes the Shuvah of the Noda B'Yehuda, but the Noda B'Yehuda says nobody in Shas had two names. And whenever they had two names, it just means that the first one was a nickname. Abishol. Abishol Abba was just a nickname, they called him that, but really his name was Shol. But nobody had two names. So he quotes from here, from Rashi, he's not sure. Kach Shemo, sounds like he had two names. Does that just mean that's what people called him? Or that's what he'd like to say if he doesn't want to argue on the Nabi Huda? Or is this an exception? Abba, right? Abba Lazar, Kach Shemo. Okay, discussion in Rashi. Suckly. Right, so Bampag might not be his real name, right? Tosfos, we had a chagiga earlier, that maybe that just means he was a ger. Bag is the same ger says hey, and they were both from Avram Avinu, who had the hey added on. It's unclear whether that was their real name. don't think anybody named their child Bagbag at the bris. So okay. So Sakli Abishol Pamach, maybe they did, I don't know. Pamach as Hayalano Egel Shozif Cheshlamim. So he said, Rabbi Yossi says, one time we had an Egel, a Shlamim, that we knew Ezra Sashim, we brought it to Ezra Sashim. Visam Chol Av Nashim, and the women did smicha. Lo Bebresha smicha, but Nashim, not because there is a chiv of smicha by women. Ella Kadei Lasos Nachas Ruch Lanashim. But to make the women feel good, to give them a little sense of being more part of the Avoda. So ask the Gemara. And if it's true that smicha is done with all your strength, just in order to placate, in order to give the women more part of the avoda, we would allow an isurim to be done. Avoda bekachim. So elav shbamina. It must be lo b'ina mechal kocho. It must be you don't do smicha with all your strength. So it's not called an avoda. Bekachim, it's not called the Isser of doing Avodah Bekachim, Shalol Tzarech, and that's why it would be allowed. So it's a Kasha, doesn't that prove that Smicha is not Bechol Kocho? Answers the Gemara, no. Li'olam Emelecha, Be'ina Bechol Kocho. Really, you need Smicha Bechol Kocho. Da'amalahu Akvi Adaychu. And what happened in this case? They told the women not to lean so hard. It wasn't real Smicha. It was just more for show and just to have them, you know, feel part of it, but not that they really did Smicha. Ihachi, so the Gemara says, so the line in the Brisa shouldn't say that not because that smicha benashim, typically they didn't smicha klal, that they didn't really do smicha here. It was just a fake. It was akvi yadayu because they didn't want to violate the avoda bekachim. So I'm Rabbi Yami, chad of oat kamar. You're right. There are really two reasons here. Chad of less smicha klal. Number one, they don't have to do smicha. The ode because they la'asos nachas ruach lenashim. And number two, to give nachas ruach. So again, one has to know when, in terms of lamaisa public policy, we have certain flexibility allowing certain people who are not obligated in mitzvos to take part. For example, the poskim discuss here. I saw a discussion in the Achronim. What about giving in Am Haaretz or a Suma, different discussions in Aliyah? Right, what about giving somebody who Rachman al-Islam is a Suma in Aliyah? Is he allowed to get an Aliyah? So we had, what? So we had it here once. And they asked then, what do we say? Mutter. What do you mutter? It's a Marizara, it's a Mefurish Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Kufla Mates, Suma eno kore. Lefisha asr likros afilo os acha shalom in aksav. The Shulchan Aruch says, a Suma is not allowed to get an Aliyah. Because it's, you have to read it in aksav. Says the Rama, Umaharil Kasab da Akshav Kore Suma, Kamosha Anumakrim Batora La Am Haaretz. We call people up that aren't Sumas, they don't look inside at all, they're looking around. Right? We call everybody up to get an Aliyah. Why? Because we do it. A, you might say because the Bakori is reading it anyway, he's reading it in Aksav, even though the Ola made the Bracha, so there are, but part of the issue is here that if you have flexibility, we try to do it to make people feel good. If we have, but again, if something is awesome, something's awesome, you're not going to be able to do it. You know, there are limits. You can't just say, you know, of course we want to. But this is one example. We have a Suma, not just by women. We have a Suma and Amaretz. We give them Aliyahs. Okay. Amarach Papa, last line. Shmamina, Studin Asurin. What do you see from our discussion of Smicha? It must be Studin or Asur. What are we talking about Studin here? Let's remember a discussion we had back in Masechta Shabbos and other places. Chazal or Gozer made an Issur d'Rabbanan to use trees or to use animals. A. The Chazal then said that the extension, one step removed from the animals and the trees, are also Asur. Let's say I have a nail stuck in a tree. I'm not allowed to hang my jacket on the nail stuck in the tree. That's called Stade Ilan. The question was, what about studate ila? That we spoke about as well. What if you have a hammock that's already stuck on a nail that's inserted into a tree? You're not allowed to put the hammock there on Shabbos, because that's using the studin. But if it's there already, are you allowed to use it? So that we said mutter. Studin is mutter. Could you take a sitter out of your jacket that's hanging on a nail that's connected to a tree? Studin. So the same discussion was by animals. How many steps removed? So the Gemara here has the Havamina that the head of an animal is studin of an animal. Because the main part of the animal that you use is the back of the animal, you ride on the animal. So the pavamina here, so far, is that the head of the animal, which you are leaning on, is studin. So the Gemara says, you see from here then, if leaning on the animal with full force is asur, studin asurin. So it sounds like the studin is asur. The isal gadak studin mutarin. So because if you say studin is mutarin, and the Bach adds in, areshe lismok listudin. So just lean on the head if studin is mutar. It must be that even studin are asur. One step removed from the main part of the animal. So, El Ashmami, not Sadan Asurin. It must be that Sadan are Asur. So, Gemara says, no. Ravashi Amar. Afilu teima sadim mutarin. Even if sadim would be mutar, called up a hadigabad kagabadam. You know, the whole top side of the animal is considered the animal itself. It's not studding. It's not like a nail stuck in a tree. The whole top of the animal is considered studding. So don't bring me any rayas to that discussion. Okay, next Mishnah. Masnisim. Beishamai omri mevi'in shlamim ve'in somchan aleyen. Beishamai says, on yontif, you're allowed to bring carbon of shlamim ve'in somchan aleyen. But you're not allowed to do smicha on them. Why? Because of ishtamshas ve'behem, as we just said. Avalo olos. But Beishamai says, you're not allowed to bring a carbon ol on yontif. We have, what's, why does he say this? We have this in Maseches Beitza, because he darshins the pasuk by yontif. Hu levado ye'asa lochem. Lachem, which teaches us that we're allowed to cook for ourselves on Yantif. He says Lachem, but not Olos, because an Ola you don't eat anything from. An Ola goes all straight to Hashem. So that's why Olos, according to Beishamai, are not allowed on Yantif. Beis Hillel, Omer, Mevi'in, Shlamim, Ve'olos, V'som, Kadalayim. Beis Hillel says no, he doesn't have that drasha, and he says even Smicha is okay, because Smicha is required right before Shechita, take it for Smicha, Shechita. So, says Beis Hillel, you're allowed to bring Shlamim, you're allowed to bring Olos, and you're even allowed to do Smicha on them. Part one of the Mishnah. Part two. Atzera shachal yos pe'erev Shabbos, shvuis that falls out on Friday. Remember in Eretz Yisrael, one day shvuis. Shvuis falls out on Friday. So when do you shecht your, for argument's sake, let's just make it simple, your ola. Your ola, which is a machlokas between Beishamai's Hillel, whether it's brought on Yantif. So atzera shachal yos pe'erev Shabbos. So Beishamai, Omer Beishamai says, let's regroup, Beishamai says, you can't bring it on Friday because that's Yantif. An ola is not docha yantif. You can't bring it on Shabbos, because that's for sure it's not allowed. So what do you do? What day do you shecht this ola? Yom Tavoach Achar HaShabbos. Sunday! Sunday, that's the Yom Tavoach, that's the day of Shechita, according to Beishamai. That's why the so Rav Shlomo Mivilna says, we're talking about Shavuos here, not Pesach and Sukkot, because what's the Chiddush of Beishamai? You're shechting your Chagiga after Shavuos. It's a weekday. On the other holidays, it's going to be Chol HaMoed at least. But here's going to be a weekday, so that's the Chiddush of Beishamai, that Yom Tavoach is Achar HaShabbos. Ubeis Hillel Omri, Beis Hillel says, no. Read the Gersa on the side. Ein lo Yom Tavoach. It doesn't have a separate Yom Tavoach, meaning, Beis Hillel says, Friday. Friday is Shavuos, you do it Friday. Friday is not Tavoach HaShabbos, but it's Tavoach HaYontif, and therefore, you could just do it on Friday. Umodim, but Beis Hillel does agree, Shim Chala Leos Bishabbos, if Shavuos fell out on Shabbos, Beis Hillel would not allow Shechita of the Olas Re'iyah on Shabbos, so then he would agree, Sheyom Tavoach Achara Shabbos. He would agree that you push it off a day and you do it on Sunday. Why is this called Yom Tavoach? Tavoach, unusual. Just say, Tavoach, the only time we have in elsewhere, Tavoach is by Gneva, Tvichu Mechira. That's the only other time we have Yom Tavoach. So why do we have Yom Tavoach? So I saw from the Kol HaRemez, I don't know who that is, the Kol HaRemez, he quotes our Gemara we had in Shabbos, Kuf Chavtes. The Gemara there says that on Erev Atzeres, Yotze Ruach Ra Hanikra Tavuach. On Erev Shavuos, there's a Ruach Ra that goes out in the world that's called Tavuach. It's a Gemara in Shabbos that we had, Kuf Chavtes. The Omale Kiblu Yisrael as a Torah, if we hadn't accepted the Torah, then we would be finished. Because of this Ruach Ra that's called Tavuach that went out in the world on Erev Shavuos. V'havi Tava Lehu L'Bisrael Adamayu. And B'schus Karban Eslachag and Yantif. So that's why we were saved. That's why it's Yom Tavoach, because it's the day we shechted, the day we were saved from Tavuach. From that was Erev Shavuos. If you look in the Ramah, in Tav Samaches, the Ramah writes in Tav Samaches in Hilchas Pesach, V'nahagu shelo lahakiz dam b'shum Erev Yontif ve'ein l'shanos. The minhag is not to bloodlet, which was considered something to do to be healthy in those days, on Erev Yontif, in Lashanos. Don't do it on any Erev Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah explains, this is an extension of Erev Shavuos. Why? Because Erev Shavuos, there was a shade named Tavoach that was flying around, and it made everything dangerous. We don't try not to do anything dangerous on the Erev of the Chag. For sure, Erev Shavuos, he says, Yesh Lahachmir. Not to bloodlet, or to put oneself into any sakana situation because of this shade flying around. So I just saw, I got a few weeks ago, the new Sefer Bar of Nevenzal on Shavuos. Where is it? Yerushalayim on Shavuot, and in the back 20 pages he has Sheilos Lamaisa, three liners. So I just saw this a few days ago. Sheila, Ha'im Erev Shavuot, Yosef Chomer, Le'inyin HaKazes Adam. Does this have any Lamaisa effects? Do we have to be worried about anything? He says, are you allowed to get a regular blood test on Erev Shavuot? Are you allowed to donate blood on Erev Shavuot? So he says, Erev Shavuot, Yosef Chomer, Le'inyin HaKazes Adam. Erev Shavuot is more Chomer, like it says in Shabbos, Kuf Chavtas, Utrumas Dam, Him Bechala Iser. Don't, you're not allowed to give blood. You want to give blood, donate blood, wonderful, but don't do it Erev Shavuot. Velo Yisrom Dam Bechol. So sometimes somebody might say, you know what, I have a few days off, I'll be a little weak, I can give it Erev Yontif. No, that's the point. You're not supposed to. Velo Yisrom Dam Bechol Erev Yontif. Vekoshim Erev Shavuot. Unless there's Bikoch Nefesh, which obviously there's a mutter and it's a mitzvah to give Dam if there's a mitzvah involved. But otherwise, one shouldn't. And he says, regular blood tests to check for health, bidikas dam shigratit, he does not think would be included in the Isser. It's only a specific one which would be included, or giving blood. So, Jessica, that came up. Yom Tavoa. Right, that's why I'm saying that it's just an issue of hakazas dam. I don't know, nowadays you're right, there might not be as danger just for a regular blood test, but he says that because of that Ramah, based on Hakazas Dam, which obviously was a more dangerous procedure in those days, he feels at least, let's say, giving blood, which is more. Taking more blood out, that shouldn't be done on Erev Yantif, based on that Ramah. Okay, Vayter, last lines of the Mishnah. Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabish Bekelov. Talking about this extra day. What are we talking about? Whether it's Beis Shammai, two options, or at least Beis Hillel, one option. Some of the options, you're going to give your Karban Chagiga on the day after Shavuos, on Sunday. So it's Sunday, Shavuos, giving your Karban Chagiga on Shavuos. Chazal were very worried that an outsider will see us doing something related to Shavuos on a Sunday, and they will all of a sudden think, Stuki. They all of a sudden think, hey, the Sukkim always see Mimachor, the Shabbos, Shavuos is always on a Sunday. So Chazal were worried we got to do something to make sure that people don't think that this is really Shavuos. So the Kohen Gadol is not Mislabish Bekelov. What does that mean? Rashi says, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear nice clothes on this day. Nice clothes! So people don't think it's a Yontif. Tosafos says, what do you mean nice clothes? Doesn't say Begadim Noyim. It's this Big Day Kahuna. What do we mean here? The Pshat is that the Kohen Gadol we know did the Avodah any day that he wanted to. Yom Kippur, he had to, is a chiyuv. But any other day he wanted to, he could. So he was knowing to do it on a lot of the Yom Tovim days, to give it a special quality. So says Tosa, that's the pshat, he shouldn't do it. He shouldn't wear his Big Day Kahuna and do the Avodah on this day, Sunday, after real Shavuos. Because then people might think, Stuki. Umutern Basmut of Tainis, and you're allowed to give Espedim that day, even though usually it's Ishruchag, and you're not allowed to give Espedim and Tanios, you're not allowed to fast, but this day you can, Shalakai and Divriya Omer Matzeres Achar Shabbos, not to give credence to those who say that Shavuos is after Shabbos, the Tzdukim, who learned the Gemara literally, the Torah literally, Mimachros HaShabbos, the day after Shabbos. Okay, now we have three different Makoros, two today, Beth Hashem, one tomorrow. The Makor for Tashlumin, that you're allowed to make up the Karban Chagiga for 7 days after Shavuos. Amar Blazer, Amar Boshia, number one. Minan Lazer, Sheishal Tashlumin Kol Shiva, how do you know that Shavuos has 7 days where you can make it up? The Karban, Shenemar, V'chag HaMatzos, V'chag HaShavuos, V'chag HaSukkos. We have a comparison, all three of them Tovim in the same Pasuk. Makash, V'chag HaMatzos, Shavuos, V'chag HaMatzos. We compare Shavuos to Pesach. Makhag HaMatzos, Yishal Tashlumin Kol Shiva, Avchag HaShavuos, Yishal Tashlumin Kol Shiva. Just like Pesach is 7 days, so to Shavuos, you can make up for all 7 days afterwards. V'yema Makash, V'chag HaSukkos. Why should we compare Shavuos to Pesach? Maybe we should compare it to Sukkos and give one more day. Makhag HaSukkos, Yishal Tashlumin Kol Shmona, Avchag HaShavuos, Yishal Tashlumin Kol Shmona. Maybe we should compare it to Sukkot, which is 8 days, not just 7 days, and say Shavuos has an extra day. Square says, no, Shemini Rekha B'fnei Atzmahu. Sukkot is in 8 days. Shemini Atzeres is a separate Yantif. So you can't say it's an 8-day Yantif. Square says, 1 minute. Emer to Amri Shemini Rekha B'fnei Atzmahu. When do we say that Shemini Atzeres is its own Yantif in regard to Animi Lili Nim Pazar Kashav? That's regarding the six things. We discussed this many times already. Rashi and Tosfos again have a machlokes almost about each one here. What is Pei is the goro that they had, and Zayin is Man, the new Shechianu, Reish is Regel, Kuf, goes through each one. Look at Rashi and Tosfos here, the six items in which way Shemini Atzeres is a different Yantif. But says the Gemara, those six ways, fine. Avalinin Tashlumin Derishonu. But we already had a Mishnah earlier in Meseches Chagiga that you could bring the Karban Chagiga of Sukkis on Shmini Atzeres. It's Tashlumin Derishon, Titznan, the Mishnah said earlier on Daftes. Mishalo Chag, B'yom Tav Arishon Shal Chag, Chogig Esaregel, B'yom Tav Achron. Question mark. So we're back to the question. So Sukkis is 8 days regarding Hilchas Tashlumin. So why do we compare Shavuos to Pesach? We should compare it to Shavuos. Answers the Gemara, tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mor tafasta. No, whenever you want to grab something, always take the more minimal, the smaller. Because that, Rashi explains, then you know you're right. If you take too small, you know you're right. You might not have gotten everything, but you know you're right. If you take too much, then you might be taking something that is inappropriate. Period. Elamai hilchos akasvi rachman alachag asukis. So why is sukis in the pasuk? If you compare shvuas to Pesach, so what's sukis doing in the pasuk? La akush alachag amatzos. That's to teach me another din to compare sukis to Pesach. Ma matz machag amatzos toin lina alachag asukis toin lina. To teach me that just like Pesach, you have to sleep over the following day. You're not allowed to leave right after Yantiv. So too by Sukkot, you have to sleep over. You're not allowed to leave till the next morning. V'hasam inolan. How do you know by Pesach itself? Because it says, in the morning, you shall go to your tents. There is a big discussion. So we learn from here that there is a concept of tashlumin, of 7 days when it comes to Shavuos. Is there any lamaisa today? Nowadays, we don't have a carbon chagiga. So is there anything halacha lamaisa that we have noheg for the 6 days, 7 days after Shavuot? So one is, everybody knows Tachnun. Tachnun is the Magen Avraham already, so that is the quoted by the Mishnah Berurah. We don't see Tachnun for a week. But another halacha is in Hilchos Avelos. Hilchos Avelos, we know that, let's say somebody sits Shiva for a day before Shavuot, a minute before Shavuot, and then Shavuot comes. How much do they have left after Shavuot? So we know Shiva, he sat Shiva before Yantif, so that's already 7 days considered. Right, because Yantiv breaks it. Shavuos itself is considered 7 days because of the halacha of Tashlumin. So after Shavuos, you only have 16 days left to sit for Shloshim. That's another halacha where Tashlumin come up. There is a discussion of the Chok Yaakov. The Chok Yaakov, one of the Nosei Kelim on Shulchan Aruch, he has a big chiddush. He says, let's say for some reason you forgot to say Shechayanu on Shavuos. You're allowed to say it for a week afterwards. You're allowed to say it all Tashlumin. So all the Achronim say, what are you saying Shechayanu? What's left today? How can you say Shechayanu today? There's Kedushas Hayom left? There's no Kedushas Hayom left. Right, so how can you say Shechiyana? But that's the Chok Yaakov in Tafai and Gimel in Shulchan Aruch. He discusses that idea. The discussion whether there is anything else. There's a Maral Diskin that says that the key to see your Rebbe on Yontif maybe lasts for a couple of days afterwards. But the two Iker ones that we have Lamaisa are Tachnun and Avelos. Okay. Weiter. Tanan says the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that Erev Shechol Yos Erev Shabbos. Shavuos that falls out on Friday. Bishamay Omer Yom Tavoch Achar Shabbos. Bishamay had said, so you do the Shechling on Sunday because the Ola is not Doche Friday or Shabbos. Ubeis Hillel Omer Ein Lo Yom Tavoach. Beis Hillel says the words Ein Lo Yom Tavoach. It doesn't have a day of Tavoach. It doesn't have a day of Shechitas. What does that mean? So Mailav says the Gemara Ein Lo Yom Tavoach Klal. Doesn't that mean that what you forget? It doesn't have a Yom Tavoach at all. Meaning you right? Just you don't. Rashi says if you didn't bring it at all on Friday, and maybe you can't. So you don't have any day to make it up. And that's against right our whole discussion here that you have to shlumin for 7 days. Says the Gemara, no. Like we originally understood it. Lo, she'en etzricha yom tavoach. No, it means that you don't need a different yom tavoach, a different day of shechting it, because you could do it today. So my kamashal and the makarvina liyomei. So what's the chiddush of this line of the Mishnah that Beis Hillel says you're allowed to shecht your ola on Yantif? Hafliga bechad zimno. We know that from the first two lines of the Mishnah. What do you need the separate lines? Tisan, the first lines of the Mishnah already said Beishamay Omer Mavin Shlomo Vin Somkan Aleinav Ola Olos. Beishamay says you're not allowed to bring Olos on Yantif. Beisil Omer Mavin Shlomo Vin Olos Vin Somkan Aleinav. So what do you need? We already know from the first two lines of the Mishnah that Beishamay says you're not allowed to bring a carbon ol on Yantif. So what's the second lines of the Mishnah teaching me? We already know that. So Tzricha says the Gemara, you need both parts of the Mishnah. To Iyashmina Baha. If I would have only had the first lines of the Mishnah, Bahaka Army Beishamai Bishum Def Shalamachar. Then I would have said, fine, that's what Beishamai says, push it off a day. You know why? Because there's only one day in between. You're not going to bring it today, you're going to bring it tomorrow. There's no worry that you have a 2 day lapse in between and you might forget to bring it totally. Aval Hacha, but in our second lines of the Mishnah, where we're talking about Shavuos fell out on Friday, and now Beishamai is going to allow you to bring it on Sunday. So Ema Modu Hulu Beis Hillel, so then maybe he would agree to Beis Hillel then. Rashi quotes in the last wide line, Umitok Sha'ata Messiah. Maybe you'll forget the whole thing. So that's why you need the second part of the Mishnah. And the opposite, if you only have the second part, maybe there only Beis Hillel says that you don't push it off because he's worried that you might forget, and that's why he has that allowance. But maybe if it was only a 1 day break, maybe he would agree to Beis Shammai that it's Aser, Tzricha. That's why you need that part of the Mishnah. Toshma. So we have a try, another raya or kasha on the concept that there are 7 days of tashlumin for the yontif of Shavuos. Toshma, mishalo chag shivas yimei haPesach ushmonis yimei haChag. The yontif, the Gra takes out the next word, as we'll see. It seems to be, you have to take it out. Shalatzeres shuveinu chogeg. The Braisa says if somebody didn't bring their chagiga on the 7 days of Pesach or the 8 days of Sukkot or on the holiday of Shavuos, no, he loses. Shubein Achogeg. He can't bring it anymore. So says the Gemara, my love, Yantav Shal Atzeres. Doesn't this mean the Yantav of Atzeres? And therefore, it shows that there's no Tashlumin. It says if you didn't bring it, you blew it. The Gemara says, no, Yom Tavoach. It means the day of the Shechita. That's the day. If you missed out the Yom Tavoach, which is the day that's pushed off already, so then you lose out. Says the Gemara, okay. At least let's prove that then you only have 1 day of Tashlumin. Because it says, if you don't bring it on the Yom Tavoach, you can't bring it anymore. Seima yimei tavoach. No, you should read it. Yimei tavoach, all the days possible that you can bring it, which means all the week after Shavuos. Vaiter, Tashma, another try. Detani, Rabbi Bar Shmuel, Amr Torah, Mane yamim v'kadesh chodesh. The Torah says, count days and then sanctify the month. Mane yamim v'kadesh aseres. Count days and then sanctify Shavuos. Ma chodesh limnuyo afateres limnuyo. Just like Rosh Chodesh, how long is Rosh Chodesh? It's as long as the units which you counted to lead up to it, meaning you counted days to lead up to Rosh Chodesh. So Rosh Chodesh is 1 day. Afateres limnuyo. So to Shavuos, you counted days leading up to it, and therefore Shavuos is only 1 day long. So my love, gomer mi chodesh. Should we have a comparison to Rosh Chodesh? Ma chodesh yom echad, afateres yom echad. Should we compare that just like Rosh Chodesh is 1 day, so to Shavuos, and therefore that's it. It's 1 day. And you don't have any tashlumin. So Gemara says, Amar Rava, 1 minute. V'tizbro atu atzeres yomi manin and shvui lo maninan. What? For Shavuos, we spoke about this at length on Shabbos. On Shavuos, you only count days and not weeks? Count both. V'amar Abayi says, Mitzvah l'mimnei yomei, t'chziv tisbru chamishim yom. It's a mitzvah to count days, counting 50 days, and mitzvah l'mimnei shavuos, t'chziv shiva shavuos tisbru alach. It's a mitzvah to count weeks also. So don't just compare it to days, compare it to weeks too. V'od chag ha-shavuos k'siv. The whole yantif is weeks. So don't bring me any rayas that Shavuos should be only 1 day without tashlumin because of that. So this is all the end of mucker number one of Tashlumin for Shavuos for 7 days. The Beir Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going to be a second mucker. But let's just talk for 2 minutes about this discussion. First, Tosas notes, he just wonders, doesn't really answer the question. It says, count days and sanctify Rosh Chodesh. Where do you ever find a mitzvah to count the days of the month to Rosh Chodesh? Tosfos quotes in Tiber Maskel Amra, he quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam, who says, okay, change the gersa, be mochek the svarim, because there is no such thing of counting the days to Rosh Chodesh. So it must mean Moneh Shanim v'Kadesh Yovel. He says, change the gersa. So Rabbeinu Tam says, I love to do that, but it doesn't say that anywhere. There is no such gersa. Kasha limchok svarim ulahagi gersa sheinu b'shem makom. It's a very important Derech HaLimud issue. Rishon can't just change the gears if they want to. It must be based on something that they have. So you have to give a different shot to this line. Don't take it so literally that you're counting the days in order to come up with Rosh Chodesh. The other important issue that comes up here is what we touched on Shabbos. And that is, it sounds like from here, the Gemara says, V'shem Abaya, mitzvah l'mimnei yomnei u'mitzvah l'mimnei shvuei. This sounds like a little bit the Shita of Rabbeinu Yeruchim, who says that there is two mitzvos of Sefiras HaOmer. It's a mitzvah to count days and a mitzvah to count weeks, two separate mitzvahs. And Bizman HaMikdash, they made two separate brachos on this mitzvah. This is against Rov Rishonim. Rov Rishonim, with the Rambam at the forefront, says, no way, it's one mitzvah. And the Rambam emphasizes this. In Mitzvah Aseh Kuf Samach Aleph, he says, don't think there are two mitzvahs. If there are two mitzvahs, says the Rambam, why do we make a bracha every? Why don't we make two brachas every night Bizman Aseh? If there are two mitzvahs, we should only count weeks at the end of the week. Last night we counted weeks. So we should only count weeks, 7, 14, 20, we mention weeks every night for. It must be they're integrated. It must be it's one mitzvah. And otherwise, but the Rambam is emphatic, like other Rishonim. Don't think, because it says the word mitzvah twice in our Gemara, that it means that there are two mitzvahs. Really, it's one mitzvah. And again, there's a lot of lumdis that we discussed on Shabbos that has to do with that machlokas between the Rambam and Rabbeinu Yerucham. But just one thought that we haven't mentioned this year yet, so I thought I'd mention it, and that is the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Emor, on next week's Parsha. Well, the Arachayim is bothered, why do we have to count weeks for? Let's count weeks for. What are weeks? So count days. What weeks? So the Chaim says, he doesn't say this point of Beferish, but this is what he means. Weeks, whenever you have Tahara in the Torah, it always has to do with weeks. Somebody's Tamei Meis, so he has to wait 7 days. Any Tumah, basically, that's a serious Tumah, you have to wait a week. What's a week? A week seems to be a unit of time that you use for tuma and tahara. How long is a woman tame after she has a baby? 7 days, 14 days, weeks. Weeks are always reflective of a tahara process. Says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in Emor, quoting the Zohar, Kilitzad shahayu b'tumas Mitzrayim, because we were in Mitzrayim, v'ratza Hashem lehizdavig l'umazu, and Hashem wanted to marry us. Don bak mishpat nida shadina lispar shivinakiyim. Says the Zohar, quoted here in the Aruch Chaim, that Sfiras HaOmer is Klal Yisrael shivinakiyim. We are the bride of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and just like a woman counts shivinakiyim before she gets married, 7 clean days, so too we must count 7 clean weeks. Before we get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'an Torah is called Yom Chasunaso, Yom Simchas Liva is Ma'an Torah. Before we get married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to count 7 weeks. And we have to cleanse ourselves during these weeks. And don't bother me, says the Aruch Chaim, that here is days and here is weeks. When you're talking about a nation, you have to do it a little more, do it a little longer. So therefore, Litzad Shahaya, Haflagas HaTumah, you're talking about a whole nation. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said, this is Mishpatam. And that's Usfartam Lachem, Sheva Shabbosos, Timimos Yena. That's the reason we count weeks, because we have to look at it as we are purifying ourselves in order to get to that deep relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos. That's why there's an issue of weeks. But again, according to Moshe Rishonim, it's not a separate mitzvah to count weeks. It's two aspects of one mitzvah, to count days and to count weeks. Okay, we'll stop here. Let's have tomorrow we pick up with the Beir Belazar, which will be Makar number 2 for Tashlumin of Shavuos. Today's shiur was sponsored by the Friedman family. L'zeichah nishmas simarachu bas harav Tzvi Aryeh.